From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Demonstrators are again defying a nighttime curfew in Egypt. Troops are letting Egyptian protesters even climb onto their tanks and armored personnel carriers. The military has always been key to President Hosni Mubarak's 29-year reign. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro in Cairo says generals met on Sunday with Mubarak.
Mubarak showed up on state television today, and he was flanked by military generals. And there's been a lot of debate as to what that means. On the one hand, in the afternoon, we saw F-16s flying low and fast over the square where the protesters are gathered. Some people saw that as a show of force, as an act of intimidation. On the other hand, the military is there where the protesters are. They have not harmed them in any way. In fact, they've set up checkpoints, making sure that people don't go into the square with weapons. They've been checking IDs, but in general, leaving them alone. So it's created a lot of debate as to where the military stands.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro in Cairo. The U.S. is arranging chartered planes to fly American citizens out of Egypt beginning in a few hours. The flights will head to various cities in Europe from Cairo. The U.S., Canada, Switzerland, Turkey, and the Netherlands have all issued advisories encouraging nationals living in Egypt to get out and is advising those planning trips there to go somewhere else. Egypt's main opposition leader, Mohamed El Baradei, picked up a bullhorn on Sunday to address thousands of protesters in Cairo, saying, "You are the owners of this revolution. You are the future." El Baradei, who once ran the International Atomic Energy Agency, says the people's essential demand is the departure of the regime and the beginning of a new Egypt in which every Egyptian lives in virtue, freedom, and dignity. While many Egyptians support El Baradei, others say he's nothing more than an expat long removed from Egypt's problems. Israelis are nervously watching events in neighboring Egypt. As Linda Gradstein reports, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel desperately wants to preserve its peaceful ties with Egypt.
In his first public comment since the protests began in Egypt 6 days ago, Netanyahu told the Israeli cabinet that the peace between Israel and Egypt has lasted for more than 3 decades, and Israel's objective is to make sure that it continues. He also said that Israel must exercise responsibility and restraint in the face of the unrest. Israel yesterday evacuated the families of its diplomats and some tourists and urged all of its citizens to leave Egypt. Israel's peace treaty with Egypt, signed in 1979, is one of the linchpins of Israel's security doctrine. Israel and Egypt also have strong intelligence cooperation. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
The National Weather Service says a big winter storm is moving across the country this week and could snarl traffic in several states. About half the country will be getting snow or ice. This is NPR. Bolivian police say a raging river has killed at least 30 people after swamping a bus and a truck that tried and failed to cross it. Volunteer rescuers have recovered 30 bodies. More are feared missing or dead, according to local authorities. 13 people managed to reach dry land. The flash flooding occurred while the vehicles were trying to cross the river, which is normally dry most of the year. 3 men wanted for murder in the U.S. have turned themselves in to American officials. As Mark Moran of member station KJZZ in Phoenix reports, it's not clear why they chose to do so.
The 3 men are wanted in connection to the 2009 murder of a 15-year-old girl in Tucson. Brenda Arenas was shot in the head during a failed carjacking attempt with her 3-year-old sister and mother in the vehicle. The men, ages 20, 26, and 29, turned themselves in to U.S. Border Patrol agents in Nogales, Arizona, and told officials that they were wanted for murder. Agents checked a federal crime database and confirmed that the 3 were indeed wanted in the Tucson crime. A U.S. official says that it's rare for people to turn themselves in at a border crossing. The TV program America's Most Wanted posted information about the crime on its website, but it still isn't clear why the men turned themselves in. None of them had documentation that would allow them to enter the U.S. legally. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
The new Anthony Hopkins film, The Right, topped the box office this weekend, earning $15 million. In second place is the romantic comedy No Strings Attached with Natalie Portman, hauling in $13.7 million. In third place is another debut, the action film The Mechanic, took in $11.5 million. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.